Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth, the DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dave Sachs. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second, the left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third, the right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth, the DH, Mike Stenhouse. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mark Salas. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mark Portugal. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portugal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett takes first base on ball four. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Sachs and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to third. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons, who is chasing the ball. Bush reaches third base with a triple. Puckett scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton takes first base on ball four. Easler moves to second. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it and throws to second for the out. Easler moves to third. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Portugal. Easler scores. Sachs moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons, who is chasing the ball. Salas reaches third base with a triple. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is hit by the pitch. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salas scores. Espinoza moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boggs strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portugal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Stenhouse takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Salas takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salas moves to second. Bruce Gieson now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to third for the out. Teufel moves to second. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portugal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Portugal covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portugal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stenhouse. The throw from Sachs and he is safe. Stenhouse steals second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Salas is walked intentionally. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Espinoza hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Filson now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to second. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs strikes out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stapleton moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Salas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs moves to third. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stapleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Espinoza bunts towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. Teufel moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Teufel moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-4 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Dave Sachs. Dave Meyer now playing left field. Tim Laudner now catching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck throws to second for one, and Espinoza throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lyons moves to second. One out. Jim Rice pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4. Twins. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Boggs strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.